Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 7 to 9. Unbelief in God's word will deprive us of God's blessings. We read in 2 Kings chapter 7 verses 17 to 20 like this. Now the king had appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate, but the people trampled him in the gate and he died, just as a man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened, just as a man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 seahs of barley for a shekel and a seah of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. Then that officer had answered the man of God and said, Now look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could such a thing be? And he has said, In fact, you shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it. And so it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate and he died. The background of this story is that Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had launched a major invasion of Israel and laid Samaria, the capital, under a long and devastating siege. Food had become so scarce and expensive that Israelites eventually resorted to cannibalism, which is eating the flesh of other humans. King Joram of Israel was powerless in this matter and had refused to accept responsibility for his people's plight. Instead, he was blaming the prophet Elisha for this crisis. It was at this time that Elisha prophesied to the king that the siege would end immediately and the basic food items like fine flour and barley would be available so freely to everyone that the prices would drop drastically all in a day's time. Listening to Elisha's prediction was an unnamed officer of the king who refused to believe the word of God through his prophet. He declared publicly that even if God would make windows in heaven, this thing was not possible. He just could not believe that God could do such an extraordinary miracle. This unbelief would later deprive him of God's blessing, just as Elisha predicted. We read in chapter 7 verse 2 like this, In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. In accordance with the prophecy of Elisha, fine flour and barley were sold at a very low prices that day itself. The king's officer was appointed to control the crowd as it rushed from the city. He witnessed the miracle and the excitement it created, but he could never participate in eating the food, for he was trampled by the crowd he could not control, and he died. Verses 18 to 20 re-emphasize that this man died according to the word of the Lord because of his unbelief. Unbelief robs us of enjoying the blessing God chooses to give his children. Let us be assured that God will open the windows of heaven when we obey him through giving. As we read in Malachi Chapter 3 verse 10 like this, Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Let us be careful that we do not develop an evil heart of unbelief in the precious promises of God that he has given us through his word. As we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.